Greetings. Welcome back to the Cape Lead Revolution. And today my talk is, I fear, going to be a little bit scatterbrained, but a lot of it just because I'm passionate about it. So I went out, did some more walking this morning, cleared my head, get my mind right for the day. And I started thinking about words. And I thought about how bad I've been at managing my time lately. And then even as the words "manage my time" went through my brain, I knew they were the wrong words. I absolutely knew it. And then that spun me while I was walking around to just getting on my phone, sadly, and just Googling a whole bunch of different words. And when I went through the words, I really wanted to see what I thought about the word "manage," because by and large, I don't like it. It doesn't motivate me. It doesn't inspire me. And I thought about this before because, So the title of this podcast, I think, is going to be "Stop Saying Manage," and "Stop Saying Manager," and "Stop Saying Management," for a couple different reasons. So when I went through this morning and I looked at the definition of the word "manage," and the first definition of the word "manage" is be in charge of, administer and / run. It says like be in charge of, and the examples are a company, establishment, or undertaking, and administer fun. Like, well, that doesn't sound nice. That doesn't sound like anything that I want to be a part of. So I said, okay, what does manager sound like? It says a person responsible for controlling or administering all or part of a company or similar organization. And then, you know, in like a professional setting, like if you have a manager, like if you're an actor or a musician, that one says a person who controls the activities, business dealings, and other aspects of the career of an entertainer, athlete, group of musicians, etc. In which case, maybe that's a little bit better. But even that just kind of left me a little bit wanting, because I didn't like it. And then I looked up management. And it says the process of dealing with or controlling things or people. And God, that's just even worse. Like controlling. Just horrible, horrible, horrible. So I've spent this morning thinking about what management means to me. And we say it all the time. And the first one that I can't stand is expectation management. That's just dreadful. And then time management. So when I think of the common phrases that we use today, when we use the word management, we hear time management and expectation management. And my ask for you today is for the most part, I would say for 99% of your life, if you care about your endeavors, if you care about what you're doing, if you care about your people, if you care about your family, if you care about anything, for the love of God, stop saying management. Like, please just stop saying management. And when you do that, so if you want to stop saying management, before you even begin to think about it, just throw in leadership, right? So if we're going to talk about expectation leadership, that's what I'm talking about. I came up with that thought a couple of years ago. And so for me, when you say expectation management, for the most part, I think that you haven't thought about what that means. Because if you've thought about the process of managing expectations versus the process of leading expectations, I think you would easily see that the mental picture that we frame and that we shape of, hey, expectation leadership is so much better. It's active, it's involved, it's proactive. You know, rather than if you're just managing it, you know, you may be a little bit reactive or maybe tend to it when things go awry, right? But I just think leadership paints a much better picture. But then if you want to talk about time leadership, I don't think people would say that. So that does sound a little bit weird. At the same time, I think there's definite application there about how to lead your time. But for me, so if you don't want to say that, I just call it time domination. Dominate your time, because you can't manage your time. Time is going to exist and time is going to pass regardless what you're doing. So it's not about managing time. It's about dominating the time that you have allotted for you. And when we think about the term management, it's just not great, because you can manage things. I get that. I understand that. One of my jobs in the Air Force was a major command functional manager. And so I managed a lot of the processes and a lot of the funding streams that helped get my guys organized, trained, and equipped. So there was a management aspect of it. And I was, in fact, my duty title was MAGCOM Functional Manager. I understand that. That's one of the rare instances there. But realistically, I would have much rather been a MAGCOM Functional Leader, because management and manage is an action. Like, if you are a teacher, you teach, and then you become a teacher, and that's fine. If you look at advanced processes to where if you teach college, you're no longer a teacher, but you are a professor. And we kind of grow to those extreme heights to where if you're a football player, they normally don't call you a player. That's saved for, you know, in a modern context, a little bit of a frivolity in your personal life. But if you go to the National Football League, they rarely call you a football player. They'll call you a professional football player or a professional athlete. So you become an athlete. And that, so I may manage tasks, but I manage tasks because I am a leader. And that is what I do. That's one of those tasks. Or if you go out and you run marathons, I think in a common context, people would call you a runner. But at the same time, you're a competitor. You're an athlete. And again, words is important. I've said that thousands of times on the Cape Lead Revolution. But I just think it's important for us to stop saying management all the time. This isn't about managing things that come through it. That sounds reactive. That sounds like you're in the back seat and everything around you is just happening, that you're a passenger in life's car and someone else is driving you and someone else is leading you to whatever you have to do. But what if you weren't in the back seat? What if you were the driver? What if you were the leader? That while, yes, you're in the car, but you can help control your fate. You can help decide what happens to you, and you can decide for yourself how you act and react to the circumstances surrounding you, your team, your friends, your family, your coworkers, all of these different groups of people. You can do this. It's not about being a manager, and it's not about managing all this stuff that may impact your life in any type of way. But what if we just stop saying manage all the time and start saying leader? Are you going to manage or are you going to lead? Is this about management or is this about leadership? Like, you can talk about even inside a company with upper management. Why don't we just say upper leadership? Because upper management just sounds so vanilla, so bland, so Orwellian 1984 type of thing. Like, those people would be managers. But what if we looked at and spoke about our leaders as if they were in fact leaders and not managers? And if we start shaping these conversations, if we start using these words, I think that we can create an identity, not just a culture, but an identity of an organization that we would be proud to be a part of. That we could help shape the conversations, and we could lead people towards success. You don't manage them towards success. And again, managing is a process. Are you going to have to manage some things? Yes, but you manage some things only insofar as you are a leader at heart. You manage processes. You have to lead people. And I may manage different emails, but I want to dominate my time. I want to lead the time. I want to shape a conversation. I want to be in control. I want to be in the front seat. And I think we miss out on a lot of this good conversation and a lot of the great mindset that we can A, own for ourselves, and then B, develop in others when we speak and we lead with the right words. So what do you think about this? Do you think I'm on the right track? Have you thought about how often you use any forms of the word manage, manager, management? Now, you may be a manager of a bank. I absolutely get that. And that may be your duty title, but it's going to take a long time for us to get away from those duty titles. But I would argue that as a manager, it doesn't mean you manage your people. You're just managing things in the bank. But the way you go about that is your actions are that of a leader. So let's not confuse our duty titles with our innate responsibilities as human beings and leaders to transcend duty titles and be human and speak with the right words. So think about that today. When you go into whatever workplace you're going to go into, think about how many times people may say the word manage. Manager, management, expectation management, time management. None of this is management. And now when I hear the word management, it sounds like such bullshit to me because I just want people to lead. And we can focus on leading and we can throw lead into our phrases, into our common terms. We get to shape or, you know, alter or shape the conversation in such a way that shows people what our true interests are. And it lets people know what our mindset is and what culture we have created inside our organizations. So that's it. A little bit of a quick blurb this morning before I get ready to go on my 4-day weekend, flying to Phoenix tonight to see the family, then driving up to Flagstaff, Arizona tomorrow to hopefully spend a few days in the snow, playing in the snow and skiing with family. So I hope this finds you all well. I hope you probably don't have a 4-day weekend, so most of you have to work on a Friday, but with President's Day coming up on Monday, I hope everyone gets some time to get their oxygen. Don't forget, throughout all of this, throughout life's craziness, and as you are there and you're trying to dominate your time, because it's not about time management, it's about time domination, dominate your time. But as you're dominating your time and as you're leading expectations, make time for you. Schedule time for you. Lead your own expectations for what time you are going to devote to you and your personal growth and your personal time to help you be a better person, to help you be a better teammate, to get right with you before you can get right with others. And as Dr. McCauley says, put on your oxygen mask before you can put on the oxygen mask of the person sitting next to you. Make sure you're right with you so you can be right for your family, your friends, your teammates, your coworkers, everything. So take some time this weekend. Make sure you're right with you. Make sure you're speaking with the right words. Make sure you're shaping conversation towards true leadership and not management. Because, do not like management. So strike management from your vocabulary as much as possible. I implore you, please, please, please replace it with leadership and see what kind of magic happens. And as always, this is Chachi saying goodbye. We'll talk to you soon. And educate, anticipate, and dominate. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.